Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my wonderful, wonderful friends. Welcome back to r/ and title people, where you'll hear stories about people who think that the world revolves around them and they can do whatever the heck they want. Guys, I hope you're having a lovely day today and it's about to get better. Or worse, depending on how these stories make you feel. Guys, in this episode, you're going to hear some outrageous stories. The first story is about a crazy future mother-in-law who hates OP enough to throw an engagement ring down a storm drain, so she'll never get it. The second story is about a guy who thinks he has control of a public playground. A public playground. Isn't that just absurd? Guys, I hope you stay for the stories today, and do hit that subscribe button for future tales. Let's dive in. This first story is titled, "My Entitled Mother-in-Law-to-Be Threw My Family Heirloom Engagement Ring Down a Storm Drain." I've seen a lot of crazy people in my life, but my potential future mother-in-law is the absolute worst person I've ever met. I'm a 30-year-old female and have been with my boyfriend for about 8 months now. For the first few months, everything was amazing. He is the sweetest and most caring man I've ever been with. He likes to surprise me with fun dates and flowers for no apparent reason. The biggest surprise of all, though, was when I met his mother. I met his parents for the first time a few months ago. The first thing future mother-in-law said to me when I walked in the door was, "Are you Jewish?" I'm not, and I'm not particularly religious, but I was raised Catholic. Once I told her this, it was the beginning of the madness. She immediately stopped talking to me and acted as if I didn't exist. I was extremely nervous about meeting my boyfriend's parents, so this really broke my heart. I was determined to make a good impression, so I kept trying to connect with her. This was a huge mistake, and I should have just let it go. Once we were all seated for dinner, she finally decided to try to make conversation. I have naturally red hair, and she asked me if my parents have the same color. I told them I have the same color hair as my mother. She then had the audacity to ask me, while sitting at the dinner table in front of everyone, "Does the carpet match the drapes?" I had no idea how to respond and just sat there stunned. Seeing my reaction, she said, "Don't worry, I'll just ask Dan about it later." I looked over at my boyfriend, who seemed equally as shocked and embarrassed about it, but he didn't say anything. She then started to go on about my hair being too curly. She told me that I really need to learn how to run a brush through my hair and think about my appearance more when I'm out with her son. Then, when I didn't eat much at dinner, she gave me her version of a compliment. I was told it was good that I'm watching what I eat, because it would be a shame if I got any bigger. This was my first meeting with this woman. As soon as I got into my car, I burst into tears until I got home. My boyfriend was texting me and apologizing for his mother's behavior, but the damage was done, and I told him I needed time to think. He went into apology overload after this, and started sending flowers to my office every day, and leaving messages begging me to talk to him. I finally agreed, and we went out to dinner. He told me he spoke with his mother about her inappropriate comments, and he swore it would never happen again. With this reassurance, I decided to give it another chance. Fast forward 2 weeks to when he invited me to a family birthday party. This time, I would also be meeting his sisters and grandparents. His grandparents and sisters are awesome people, not a bad word to say about them. They asked me normal questions about my job, my family, and my friends. His mother seemed to be avoiding me throughout the evening, and honestly, I was okay with that. I went to grab something from my purse, and I noticed that my purse was not where I left it. I looked everywhere but couldn't find it. I went and asked my boyfriend, and he began to help me look. He then got a strange look on his face, and he quickly went upstairs. I could then hear a lot of yelling coming from an upstairs bedroom. He came back down holding my purse after a few minutes, and told me that we were leaving. Once we got in the car, I asked him what was going on. He explained to me that his mother had taken my purse so she could get into my wallet and find my driver's license. She intended to try to run a background check on me. He told me that she had told him this earlier, but he honestly thought she was joking. I thought it was best if I avoided any of his family functions for the time being. This worked out great for a while, and he went to any of his family parties alone. Last week, his family had their family reunion, and he asked me to please come with him. I was very reluctant, but considering there would be so many people present, I didn't think she would pull anything. When we got there, everything was going great. I met his extended family and got to catch up with his sisters. His mother did seem to be shooting me death glares all night, but I brushed it off. Soon she came over and joined a table that I was seated at with his sisters and some cousins. The conversation was pleasant as we were talking about his sister's children. His sister has a daughter who's 12 and the same age as my niece. I then showed his sister a picture of my niece on my phone. His mother took a look at the screen and began to laugh. She told me that she hopes if me and her son ever have children, that they don't look like my niece. Now, my niece is beautiful, by the way, and she's only 12 years old. What kind of monster attacks a 12-year-old child's appearance? This was my breaking point, and I went off like a volcano. I began to scream at her, and I told her she's the most evil person I've ever had the disadvantage to meet. I told her if I ever did have children with her son, that she can be certain that she'll never meet them, because hell is too far to travel to. She began to play victim, and wailed that I had just misunderstood her joke. My boyfriend came rushing over at this point, and she threw herself into his arms, telling him that I'm a horrible woman, and he needed to throw me out right now. He told her that wasn't gonna happen, and to stop making a fool out of herself. She seemed to accept this for a moment, and just sat back down. She just kept sobbing that I didn't understand how to take a joke. Then something in her snapped, as she noticed something that my boyfriend was holding in his hand, and began to have another meltdown. I didn't understand what was happening at this point, and just stood there watching a grown woman pitch a fit like a toddler. None of what she was saying made any sense to me, as it was mostly just incoherent screaming, but I did pick up on many derogatory comments directed my way. My boyfriend then told me that we were leaving, and told me to grab my things. As I started to get ready, my future mother-in-law made a lunge for my boyfriend's hand and grabbed the small box he was holding. She then looked me dead in the eyes and said, "You will never have this ring." She then ran outside and threw the box down a storm drain. It turns out, my boyfriend was intending on proposing to me. He had just obtained his grandmother's ring at the reunion and was holding the box in his hand. His grandmother is completely heartbroken because now, her ring is down a storm drain, instead of continuing on in the family as she'd always wanted. I don't know where to go from here. I'm devastated, confused, and exhausted. Can I ask him to never see his mother again? Is it my place to say something like that? I'm sorry that my story is long, but I really needed to get this rant off my chest. Grandmother's ring down the storm drain is absolutely insane. Like, yeah, I get that you're upset and you don't want a future daughter-in-law to have that ring, but to take a ring that's been in the family for who knows how many generations and throwing it down a storm drain so nobody can have it. Oh, that grandmother needs to lay the smack down on that mother and make her go fish that ring out of the storm drain. Guys, so OP has an update that she created a separate post for, and here it is.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I've been getting messages asking for an update on my situation with my future mother-in-law, so I thought I'd make a quick post on what happened most recently. My fiancé went no contact with her after everything that happened. This lasted all about a week before she showed up banging at our door. My fiancé was at work, and I was alone at home at the time. She was wailing that she was sorry and just wanted to see me to apologize. Since I have neighbors who are beginning to watch the spectacle, I let her inside to talk. At first, she was very apologetic and she just wants to have a fresh start. She was pretty convincing, and I was actually considering just letting it all go. That's when she saw my Christmas tree and all hell broke loose yet again. She began to scream that I was trying to convert her son to Christianity and that I was just a little whore who was trying to ruin her family. I kindly asked her to please just leave and that she was not welcome here, but she was not budging. She told me that no son of hers would ever celebrate Christmas and proceeded to run towards the tree. She began tearing off every ornament and throwing them, leaving them smashed on the floor. I had to grab her and physically drag her away. This ended with her punching me several times and biting me on the hand. I was finally able to throw her out the front door and grabbed my phone to call the police. The police arrived soon after, and just like that, she completely stopped her fit and began to try to play the victim. She told the police that I was an intruder in her son's apartment and that I had attacked her. The police then came to interview me, and I told them what actually happened. I showed them the bite mark on my hand and the bruises that were beginning to form. My fiancé arrived at the scene and immediately came to my side. He confirmed to the officers that I do live there, and his mother is a nutcase. Seeing that her son was siding with me, sent her into yet another tantrum. The police asked me if I would like to place charges against my mother-in-law. I looked to my fiancé, and I could tell he was conflicted on what to do. I had to do what would make me feel safe in the end and decided to place charges. Future mother-in-law was taken to the hospital and then arrested upon her release. She's now facing charges for assault, and I've taken a restraining order against her. This has placed a serious strain on my relationship with my fiancé. He and the rest of his family want me to drop the charges against his mother. He tells me that since I have a restraining order, she can no longer come near me, so I have nothing to worry about. I don't think he fully understands how terrifying this experience was for me. He tells me that it's my decision in the end, and he will stand by me, but he doesn't want to see his mother go to prison. Part of me wants to pack my bags and run. I told him that I felt this way, and he's begging me to stay with him. He says we can move and have no contact with his family in the future. I'm so confused and conflicted on what to do. I have a question for you guys. Would you marry into a family if you knew that the mother or father would never get along with you? Please leave your comments below because I'd love to know your opinions on this whole situation. If you were OP, would you have turned around and said no more seeing this guy? Or would you keep going on and having this stuff happen at family reunions? This next story is titled, Entitled Parent Thinks They Rented the Whole Park. I'm at a city park with my kids. We've been to this park a bunch. There's this one spot where there's a rocky hill, all tree covered. It's nice and shady on a hot day. There's a playground and a pavilion at the top of the hill. We get up there, and I immediately notice loud noises, and I'm having to step over cables and extension cords. Someone rented the pavilion and set up not one, but three bounce houses around it. Great. So I have to give the disappointing news to my kids that even though they're surrounded by bounce houses, they cannot play in them, since this is a private party. But they're free to go hit the playground. Everyone's cool. I sit on the bench as my kids go to town on the fake pirate ship when I hear, "Hey!" That's when the dad, doing his best to imitate the situation from Jersey Shore, walks up to me and informs me that the playground is closed for a private party. I look at him and inform him that the public park does not close for private parties, and it sounds like he rented the pavilion nearby, which is fine, but it doesn't give him exclusive use of the neighboring playground. He storms off and returns with a rental agreement and shoves it in my face, telling me to get my kids and to leave. Right. So the rental agreement is very clear for the pavilion, all for the grand sum of $35 for 4 hours. How could any sensible adult think that $35 grants you exclusive use of a public playground? Moreover, why is it so important for you to have exclusive use of a public playground? I again pointed out to him that he rented the pavilion, not the park, and my kids won't even go near his bounce houses, and we won't go into his pavilion, but the playground is fair game for everyone. He begins hurling threats, and I'm thinking about just taking my kids and leaving to avoid this idiot and the whole situation. Then I decide to take a stand on principle. So I tell him, no, and proceed to use my phone to find the number for the park office. During the summer months, they employ park rangers, who have peace officer authority. I call the park ranger and tell him that there's trouble up at this shady playground, and they need to come right away. Sure enough, as I'm getting off the phone, this idiot returns with two of his meathead friends to tell me that they're ejecting me from the park. No, no you're not, and if you touch me, I'm calling the cops and pressing charges. I said this with no anger, no rage. With this promise of action, however, one of them kinda widens his eyes and steps back, saying to his friend, "Just leave him alone, man." This guy, for some reason, does not want the police coming, and it's very obvious. The ringleader won't back down, however, and tries his best to get in my face, to scream, and to yell. He grabs my arm and starts to pull me. Just as this is happening, the ranger pulls up and tells everyone to stop and come towards him. This smug guy shoves the rental contract into the chest of the ranger, telling him that I'm trespassing, that he rented the space for the day for his kid's party. He proceeds to read the contract and says, "This is for renting the pavilion. You have use of the pavilion, but the playground's open for public use." And he hands it back. "Also, your permit doesn't allow you to set up bounce houses. Where did you plug these in?" The ranger follows the extension cords and sees that they ran them to the nearby public bathrooms, where there was an outdoor outlet. The outlet had a cover over it, which was locked. This dude cut the lock off so he could plug in his extension cord. The ranger comes back with a broken lock and said, "Did you cut this lock?" The guy replied, "It was like that when I found it." "Really? Because it was intact this morning. So you're telling me some random person cut this lock and you just happened upon it within the last 2 hours?" I guess." Long story short, the ranger let him stay and let him keep the bounce castles because he didn't want to ruin a kid's party. He wrote the guy a citation for the broken lock and the unauthorized power use and banned him from coming back to the park for the rest of the season. I wonder how many people that guy intimidated and scared away before OP came along and stood his ground and called the park ranger. You've got to be super, super entitled to think that you own a whole section of a park for $35. But it doesn't surprise me. Guys, and that wraps up another episode of r/ Entitled People. If you didn't catch the last episode of r/ Entitled People, a Karen demands OP's asthma inhaler because she thinks it'll save her kids from coronavirus. If you haven't checked it out, give it a listen, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.